Anger and frustration in the Tunisian capital. These demonstrators are protesting against Monday's constitutional referendum, which they say would give President Kais Saied too much power.
We will boycott this referendum. We are determined to struggle against the absolute autocracy until Tunisia regains its natural institutional and democratic status.
Critics accuse Saied of trying to rule by decree, saying his proposed changes amount to a coup against the constitution. Since last July, the president has sacked dozens of judges, suspended parliament, and assumed executive power, maintaining he was ending years of political chaos.
I call on you, great people of Tunisia, to vote yes, so that the course of the revolution can be correct.
Tunisia was one of the success stories of the Arab Spring, a sweeping movement of uprisings across the Middle East and North Africa that toppled several dictators. But analysts say President Saied's reforms would push the nation back towards a system reminiscent of one before the 2011 revolution. They worry the new constitution will completely dismantle democracy.
There's nothing that can be done to hold the president accountable other than waiting for the end of the five-year term. There's no authority, no other institution in the state that can control him. There's no mechanism to hold him accountable. There's simply nothing that can be done.
Despite regular domestic and international condemnation, Saied seems determined to establish a centralized political system, one where the president reigns supreme. Turnout for the referendum is expected to be low, with many people saying the vote won't be free or fair. Saied has banned rival political advertising and told international election observers they're not welcome. But no matter the outcome, critics say Tunisia has a long way to go to return to the path of democracy. Gillian Wolfe, Al Jazeera.